Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's untold and infinite mercy to us, that we are grateful to Allah from our every part of our body, from our tongues, from our minds and hearts, that in this blessed month, in these blessed moments in the day, and at that time that is preferable to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to remember Him at that time. The dhikr of Allah, my friends, is such an amal, such an action that is very beloved to Allah. The dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala in many places in the Qur'an has mentioned about His remembrance. Allah Ta'ala said, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the dhakirin and wadhakirat. That those who remember Me, Allah says, the men and the women. Whether it's men or women, both are included. Those who remember Allah in high quantity, in abundance, then for those people, أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ, Allah says, مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah has kept aside for them, for those people who do dhikr regularly, in the hereafter Allah will forgive them, and Allah will give them a very great ajr, great reward. Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them. So this is dhikr of Allah that we're speaking about. In a hadith, there's a meaning of a hadith, that paradise, which is the destination where everyone should reach, alhamdulillah, because this is just a temporary gain that we're going through in a phase. For the hereafter in Jannah, in paradise, the palaces and the mansions that Allah Ta'ala prepared for everybody, gardens, rewards, big homes. From the hadith, we get this news and information that the person will have the most assets and land and property. Just like here in this world, people have, the person will have the most assets and homes and property are those people who do more dhikr, who do more dhikr than others. So alhamdulillah, they'll have a lot of assets and homes and mansions and abodes. The person who does the dhikr of Allah more than others, other deeds, he will have lots of palaces and big houses. And why is this? Because in the hadith it stated, the meaning of the hadith is such that when a person remembers Allah, does the dhikr of Allah, then there is no delay in the reward that he receives. No delay whatsoever. Even once he's in the world, when a person starts doing the dhikr of Allah, then in Jannah, in paradise, the words of his dhikr, along with the words of his dhikr that are coming out of his mouth, the palaces and the mansions are being made for him, decorated, completed, constructed, manufactured. The building is erected. And he will live there with his wives, with his servants. The bigger the homes, the more beautiful will be his wives and his workers, etc. will be there. So does anyone feel like staying in this world after hearing all of this? This world full of difficulties and issues. So how sad it is that here we regret, and then we regret in the hereafter as well. There can be no bigger unfortunate person than this. Such a great, great place Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah Ta'ala, as soon as a person starts my dhikr, my remembrance, then the construction of his home begins. And in the hadith, the sketch of that home has been made out. That the angels, sometimes when they're constructing the home, they stop. And they ask, why have you stopped making the house? They say that the person whose palace we're making his house, he hasn't sent any money to us or material. Because obviously when a person, for example, stops doing dhikr, then the construction of his house stops. That's the connection with Jannah. When there's no material, no money for the building, then the construction stops. So the same way when a person stops remembering Allah, then the angels stop making the house. So a person should never be negligent or lazy from the dhikr of Allah. That's why Allah Ta'ala has ordered, do dhikran kathira, high quantity, high amount. This is for our benefit. Allah says, remember me much, a lot, because you don't understand what you're getting in the hereafter for this. Allah has prepared, Allah has made. Allah says, don't do dhikr kathira, because you can't, from your tongue, you'll get tired, you'll fall asleep, you'll get tired, and the dhikr will stop. You'll start speaking with others. To do dhikran kathira, Allah says, I've made the heart for this reason, that with the heart, always keep remembering me, Allah says. This is called qalbi dhikr. Dhikr of the heart, person is sick, he has health, he has to walk around, wander around, he's busy, occupied in things. So then when he leaves dhikr, verbal, then he won't be able to construct his home thereafter. The building will not be constructed. So Allah says, I don't want this for the mu'mineen. I want you to have the highest status until your death. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared the heart, and the dhikr of the heart is called qalbi dhikr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to learn this dhikr and to do this dhikr. It's not about just knowing, it's about doing. We have to do. So today if we hear this, alhamdulillah, then after hearing this, if we adhere to this, then this is Quran and Hadith, first Quran and then Hadith, I'm telling you, relating to you. Allah Ta'ala is pulling us together. If tomorrow death comes, then if you don't have a house here, you won't have a house there, and you'll just be stood there without anything. There was somebody very close to me, I knew, and I remember this event, he was a good friend. And here, Bolton, I'm speaking of Bolton, he passed away. And khair, there was sadness. For his departure, we used to sit together, pray Salah together, speak together, and then a thought came in my heart that Allah, I don't know what situation we'll be in. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala hears the dua and shows, if you ask, Allah, do the dua for your parents, Allah show me my father, my mother, how are they faring, etc. But sometimes in the heart, a person, he thinks somebody's just died recently, and I was thinking in my heart and my mind, I fell asleep and he came in my dream, and I was surprised. I said, huh? I said, where are you? He said, he showed me the house. And the house that he used to live in here, which was a big house, in comparison to that, his house was very small. And he was outside in the intensity. I said, this is your house? He said, yes, this is the house that I've got. And I kept on looking, I was thinking. Then my eyes opened. And then these hadith, a person, he realizes. So today if we work hard, my friends, if we do dhikr, then the hadith are truth. Quran is truth. What's come has come. But the nafs is false. It lies to us. It deceives us. Shaitan is a liar. He makes us weak. And especially, yeah, if we in Ramadan are doing dhikr of Allah with the heart, then 70 times greater already is the dhikr of the heart, isn't it? 70 times greater. That when we close our eyes and sit down, do dhikr. If you do tasbih with your tongue, the dhikr of the heart is 70 times greater. If you say subhanallah, if you say with your heart, then 70 times extra is the reward of saying it from the heart. 70 times. But if you say in Ramadan, then multiply that by 70. Then where does it go to? So should we leave the dhikr of Allah? How sad that the quantity that we have wasted. What would we do? Tell me, what will we do? After wasting the opportunity, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercies are descending, maghfirah is coming, forgiveness. Now if you sit down today and construct your mansions and palaces, when you manufacture these things, you cannot imagine that Allah Ta'ala has given us great, great opportunities and rewards due to His dhikr. So when we do this amal, and we hear about the praise of this amal in the hadith and the Quran, and people's hearts feel good and they accept and they feel clean and pure inside, Allah, this hadith has come to me, this knowledge, and then the desire increases. Then they promise that I will do this action. So brothers, will you promise to yourself that you will do the dhikr of Allah? Learn qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. Because not one moment of our life should be wasted, whether we're ill or healthy, friendship, wandering around, traveling, wedding, functions. Wadhkurullaha kathira. Always a person should be in the state of dhikr, whether you've got wudu or not, keep on doing the actions to make your jannah, your palaces, your construction. So this is the praise of dhikr, the introduction of dhikr, the definition of dhikr. Any person can get the reward. Dhikr of Allah is such a great, great action. As a short hadith comes to my mind, let's do amal and act on this hadith from today's very beneficial hadith. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim. This is such a kalima, a verse that there's so many hadith have praised this kalima. Rather, Bukhari has concluded on this kalima. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim. If any person 7 times recites this, how many times? Just 7 times. If you recite this 7 times, then in Jannah, a ghumbad, subhanAllah, a dome is constructed for that person. If you recite this kalima 7 times. So I was thinking here, the ghumbad is constructed, the dome. But more over and above that is that the guarantee of Jannah is given to that person. If something is constructed for somebody in Jannah from the hadith, then obviously you'll have to go there to see it. It can't be that your house is being constructed and you're living in Baroch or in India or in Pakistan. Your home is here. So why are you living somewhere else? And we do this, don't we? construction. Allah Ta'ala says, if your Ghumbad dome is being constructed, I'll send you to Jannah. Obviously, isn't it? If the Ghumbad dome is being constructed for you in paradise, that you'll do such an action in this world that you'll get forgiveness. Your building's ready, you're going towards sins, you don't pray salah, you do actions, shaitani actions, but your Ghumbad's prepared, constructed. So look at the beautiful benefits of dhikr. This person's Ghumbad is constructed, manufactured. Allah says, let me make him do an action, take him away from dunya. So Allah Ta'ala makes means for that person, wasal, sends him on jamaat, tabligh, or he'll go and knock on people's doors. Why don't you pray salah? Allah will send you to a dhikr gathering. Allah automatically will put the design in his heart. Allah Ta'ala makes him prepare that before death, Allah Ta'ala makes sure that he will get that ghumbad in Jannah. So we should have this practice in our lives. The 5 times a day we pray salah, don't we? Yes, regular. So after every salah, why don't we recite 7 times, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahil Azeem. After every salah, one ghumbad dome for you will be constructed in paradise. Will you do this, brothers? True promise? Firm promise? This is a small commitment. You don't need to be scared. I'm not saying always come to the masjid, do this and that. This is very beneficial. Just pray salah, even if shaitan makes you forget after salah, then when you're going away from salah afterwards, you remember, recite it. If you forget after one salah, then after the next salah, recite double, 14. That Allah, I forgot early in the salah before, so I recite double now to make up for it. So we have to make this our habit, that at least 7 times, 5 times a day salah, times 7, how many will you get by the evening? Do the multiplication. I'm not asking about pounds. How many times? 35, that's right. So recite 35, so 35 domes. So until the evening, 35 ghumbads, domes, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, will be prepared for you in paradise. What a great assets you'll have. Just like I said, the 7 palaces have been made for you in India. 7 mansions for you are ready in India. And you paid us the installments and the deposit. Oh, we'll be so happy. Oh, my 7 houses have been manufactured, constructed. What a beautiful point. That when a person's going to his bed, then 7 ghumbads have been prepared for that person. Person in Jannah. Was he done, that person? وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ. Allah says, لَعَدَّ لَهُمْ. They have prepared for them the rewards before they come. So do dua, pray in Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala allows us to do dhikr throughout the whole of Ramadan. Sit in the majlis, in the gatherings, do dhikr yourself. Be regular, habitual, always. Allah, 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 Allah. Read Quran, nafal, extra optional, tarawih. But don't get tired. Close your eyes and focus. Stop the tongue. Allah, 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 Allah on your heart. Always Allah, Allah, Allah. Focus 70 times extra. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the ability and tawfiq. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad. ہے میرے مولا ہمارے صغیرہ اور کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے ہے میرے مولا ہمارے صغیرہ اور کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے ہے میرے مولا ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے ہے میرے مولا تو ہمیں معافی دے دے یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے جو بھی عبادات ہم زبان میں کر رہے ہیں میرے مولا اپنی بارگاہ میں ان کو قبول فرما لے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے اے میرے مولا بقیہ رمضان بھی احسن طریقے سے گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما حافظ کے ساتھ ایمان کے ساتھ صحت کے ساتھ میرے مولا اچھے اعمال کے ساتھ عبادات کے ساتھ یا اللہ تو بقیہ رمضان بھی ہمیں گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ہے میرے مولا ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, یا کریم ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہماری حاجات کو پورا فرما, یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے کام جو اٹکے ہیں ان کو پورا فرما, یا کریم ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے, یا اللہ بلائیات جادو جن سب سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما لے, یا کریم بد نظری سے محفوظ فرما لے, یا کریم بار بار ہمیں ذکر کی مجلس سے نصیب فرما, یا اللہ نیک لوگوں کی صحبت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ جنت فردوس میں اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمارے اساتذہ مشائخ کرام کے درجات بلند فرما دے, یا کریم اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.